So our next question is about pollution of the Port Hacking River and catchment by the Peabody coal mine. I'm going to read the prepared question, but I'm also going to add in a sort of a supplementary question on this issue we've received from J.R. Vile, if you happen to be here today. Okay. So the question is, the coal mine run by Peabody Energy is a catastrophe for the Royal National Park and the unique Port Hacking waterways. Do you support the closure of the mine? If yes, how will you demonstrate this? If no, what action will you take to protect the national park and its waterways? So that's the sort of first question. J.R. Vile has added in a few, you know, questions and comments. Why does the government allow communities' water supply to be dug under by longwall mining? Why has cleanup of the sludge not been demanded beyond Mackell Avenue and Lady Wakehurst Drive? Why do you not insist on tertiary treatment of the water before discharge so there is no need of a clean-up? And who pays for the clean-up? So there's a lot of questions there. If you can address the key points and in whatever the time allows. And the first one is Julie.
Thank you. The Peabody mine, Marianne, I don't know whether Cooper, if you've visited the site, Cooper, it's an absolute disgrace what's happened. It's the oldest mine in Australia, the Metropolitan Strait Peabody mine, and it is well past its use-by date. Their workings are now heading away from Helensburgh, where the head is, so they're considering to move their operation over to the other side of near Picton. So the over the other side, yeah, heading towards over the other side, near south of 32. So visiting the site, it was absolutely dismaying that it happened. As the EPA is in charge of making the cleanup, they're doing their best, but ultimately they've had more release of the silt due to the heavy rains. They're under the threat of getting their operation suspended, their licence, until it is cleaned up. And just on the other side, and I know you probably won't be happy to hear it, but you know, there's about 2,500 people employed through Metropolitan. If Metropolitan do close, it will then impact on BlueScope, and I'm sure there's a few people in this room that would like to see our steel industry go. But unfortunately, we've only got two mines that are doing steel coal for BlueScope, so that's another 6,000 people unemployed. So that's just a reminder of it's not an easy decision. It's not something that we're just going to be flippant about. We've got to obviously work through it. And if they can't come up with an answer to stop the pollution that's currently been happening, it's probably going to be curtains for them anyway through suspension of their licence. So, thank you.
Well, I don't know if anyone's aware, but the mine, despite having been pulled up by the EPA, by all of us in the community, for polluting the Royal National Park in September, which, mind you, wasn't an isolated event. This has been going on for years. That was the fourth event last year. Despite that, they got approval for another two longwalls underneath the Warrenora Reservoir in December. I have that approval here if anyone wants to read it. And I don't know where you got those employment numbers from, because in here it says the mine employs about 412 people, including South 33. That's a small number. Look, it would be my great pleasure to hand this mine the most severe repercussions for the pollution of the second oldest national park in the world, the oldest national park in Australia, our backyard. This is reprehensible. An American mining giant thinks they can get away with destroying our landscapes, putting at risk our drinking water, the drinking water for 200,000 odd people. Where is the economic value of that? Is it worth the jobs? And on that point, We have an amazing opportunity here to transition the Illawarra Steelworks to a green steel industry. Those are going to be the jobs of the future, the jobs that will, there'll be more plentiful jobs. They will last for a lot longer. The fossil fuel industry is dying, and it must die if we are to have any chance of addressing the climate crisis. I would love to hear if either of these two have a plan to transition the workers into a new energy economy. The Greens do.
Thank you. This is not an easy issue. I thought they were sitting down before and then they were standing up. So they're not standing up. This is not an easy issue. And on behalf of the New South Wales Labor Party, there are workers there and they're just like us. And they too need a roof over their head and they too have families and they too need to put food on the table. So what I would ask is that when we have these discussions, we do it with respect for those workers and those communities. Now, that is metallurgical coal, as you know. You know, we need that. We need that for solar panels. We need that for the wind turbines. We need to have that coal for the steel, for your cars, for everything else. We need that. But what we have seen with this multinational organisation is a total disregard and disrespect to us as a country and for our country, for our environment and for every living thing. It is environmental vandalism. At the moment, the EPA is doing a review. The licence was extended for 5 more years. They're doing the review now, 2 years out. The review does not finish until the 3rd of February. If you have not put a submission in, I ask you to do that. That is the independent process. That is the process. And if the EPA finds the findings that I believe they will, I hope they're damn well thrown the book at this organisation, because that's what needs to happen. We will also look at water balance studies. We have a whole range of things that we want to do in regards to environmental protection and water security. Water balance study is just one of those. In regards to transitional arrangements, we've already started with that. I invite you to an Environment and Energy Forum at Helensburgh on Thursday night with Jihad Dib, who's our Shadow Minister for Climate Change and Energy, and our Shadow Minister for the Environment and Heritage, Penny Sharp. And Jihad can talk to you all about the transitional arrangements. What we have had is a federal government, former federal government, that didn't even recognise climate change. We now have a government in New South Wales that's been in for 12 years. 2021, they said, we'll give $70 million for renewable projects. Where are they? We haven't even got any. They've been in for 12 years. And I give you the undertaking that if we are elected on the 25th of March, we have a plan. It involves TAFE. It involves those workers with vocational education and training to transition into renewables. And we are working very hard in the Illawarra, at the university and the TAFE, with the miners, with the unions, with the academics and with companies who are putting in their own capital to start hydrogen hubs, green hydrogen. They've already started because we can't wait for this government. We can't wait. Companies and individuals are doing it already. And we know the plan, the transitional arrangements. We've got them in train. We're working with these folks already. All we need to do is to get in government and get on with it.